Now, most Americans know me from my last assignment in the White House. What you may not know is I was also a congressman from Indiana for 12 years. I was a leader for House conservatives. We fought for life and liberty. I battled against big spenders in both political parties during those years, and most of them remember it. I was a governor in Indiana where we cut taxes, as you heard from Speaker Houston. We achieved record employment. We expanded educational choice, stood for the right to life and the freedom of religion. And as your vice president, I was proud to stand by President Donald Trump every single day when we made America great again.
It is a very strange thing to say. It is a very fine line to dance. As Pence announces and as Pence runs for president, that he's going to talk so well about him, so proud to stand by him, so proud of the work we did. I don't know how that's going to ring for me. I know it's how it's going to ring for the Trump acolyte. These people have no love in their heart for Mike Pence. They don't care about him at all. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. Is there anybody on Team Pence who thinks that they can win over the Trump acolytes? That's insane. That is a surreal thought. Is there anybody who's thinking about Pence who isn't looking for something other than Trump, but now you're talking about how good it was and how important it was to stand side by side with Trump? I got to tell you, I find that philosophy quite confusing. But as for why he's running, well, I'll get into that and Chris Christie and David Burgum. Who exactly? I'll get into all of that coming up in a little bit. The word is out that Joe Biden is going to let members of Congress see the form. The form, of course, is the one James Comer has been looking for. He is the Republican from Kentucky heading up oversight, wants the form that this whistleblower says shows that Biden took money for policy considerations when he was vice president, this unclassified form. And they will drop the idea of holding Christopher Wray in contempt because he's letting Congress see it. Now, just yesterday, there was the release of the contempt resolution. I take one day off and everything goes to pot. It was the Washington Post who's like, yeah, look, he put this together. He had it. He was going to hold a vote on having James Comer held in contempt. But now that's going to go away because Christopher Wray, the FBI director, has said that the entirety of Congress can see this thing. It's called an FD 1023. That's the name of the form, an FD 1023. The argument here is not what's in the form. Because as people like Democrat Jamie Raskin have engaged, the form is not proof. The form is not the step to an investigation. The form is somebody told you X, Y, and Z, and you wrote it down and went down on this form. From there, investigations are done. They see whether there's any there, and whether or not they can move, they should or can or will move forward. Now, Jamie Raskin's problem is that no one trusts the FBI isn't a political organization at the very top. No one. And it's a political organization for people who belong to the same ideological radical school as Jamie Raskin. Remember, Jamie Raskin was an impeachment manager for Trump. And when Trump got elected, it was Jamie Raskin leading the charge to question the validity of the election. Jamie Raskin did what others did for Trump. Just no one broke into the Capitol. They tried to do that when Trump was inaugurated. They tried to do that while Trump was president. You remember that multiple Capitol police officers were attacked and injured by progressive acolytes. I love the word acolyte, by the way. While Trump was president, never an insurrection. No one went to jail. It's important to note when a political party is completely full of crap. It's important to note when a media doesn't actually report properly. It's very, very important that, honestly, keep score. Keep score. I find that this move from Comer, look, you say you're going to do X if you don't do Y. If you do Y, I'm not going to do X. So therefore, there is no contempt charge. Comer putting out a statement saying allowing all oversight committee members to review this record is an important step toward conducting oversight of the FBI and holding it accountable to the American people. So I said all of Congress. I should have said all of the oversight committees. So my apologies there. So, okay, they're going to review it. And I assume it's going to be reviewed in full without redactions. Does the form prove that what the whistleblower said is true and that Biden was taking cash? I don't actually know. I haven't read the form. The conversation was about whether or not the form could be read, that Ray wasn't turning it over, that Ray was going to provide it but redacted. That's not his call. And anybody who thought it was, whether it's Raskin or Representative Akeem Jeffries, is really an extreme person. Extreme progressive Akeem Jeffries, extreme progressive Jamie Raskin. That's how we do this, right? We call everybody extreme, and that's just what it is. Good on the Republicans for forcing this. Now what comes next? That's our question.